Hello, and welcome to Off the Cuff. I am your host, Chris Martinson, and on this program, every week, we are going to bring you a fascinating guest, where we are going to discuss the economy, energy, or the environment, informally and without a script. Hello, everyone. Welcome to this Off the Cuff. Very pleased to have back with us Wolf Richter. Wolf, welcome back to the program here on September 2nd, 2020.
Thanks for having me back, Chris.
All right. So, crazy day in the markets. I've mentioned this a couple of times in other events I've been doing today. That whole crazy idea that the market cap of Apple now surpasses that of the entire productive company public listed output of an island nation of 60 million people, aka the UK. That's pretty expensive, don't you think? Would you rather, if you were given the choice right now, would you rather own 100% of all the listed companies in the UK or Apple? What would you pick?
Well, I don't know that I would pick Apple at this price. You know, they're probably worse candidates out there. I mean, like Tesla, Apple is worth what, four and a half times what Tesla is worth, and Tesla is has had any revenue growth in the last 12 months. It's in a stagnating industry, the auto industry. There's a lot of good candidates out there that I really don't want to own.
so many good candidates you don't want to own. But we're in crazy bubble time. So let's walk through what the Fed's official stance on bubbles has been through my adult lifetime. First, there is no bubble and you can't see them in advance anyway. That's what they would say, right?
That's right. And that's what they have said consistently.
Yeah.
You can't see bubbles. Nobody can see bubbles.
Really? I think I can.
I can too.
So that's step one. Nobody can see them. Step two, I think they learned because Alan Greenspan used the words irrational exuberance once, and that just about tanked the market right there for a little while. So they don't do that anymore. So now they're just mum on the whole thing. I haven't heard a single Fed person mention one thing about excessive valuations here. Not one. Have you?
That's correct. I mean, they're saying that they accomplished their goals in propping up the credit markets. And they did agree that they meant to prop up the credit markets and that they're now saying we did succeed in doing that and propping up the credit markets. Obviously meant inflating the bond markets, bringing up the valuations of junk bonds and mortgage-backed securities and commercial mortgage-backed securities and all this other stuff that was blowing up. So they have created that bubble, and that was part of their plan, and they just don't call it bubble. They just, fixed an implosion.
by stabilizing it in a shape that looks like this, right? And then step three, the bubbles always blow up. Why do bubbles blow up? What's wrong with a bubble?
To listen to this podcast in full, as well as all our other premium podcasts and articles, please enroll at peakprosperity.com. Simply go to peakprosperity.com/enroll.